This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me as I take you up to 10 o'clock here on to this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Special Thursday night edition of OT here on The Fan. Ravens and Bengals get ready to kick off in about an hour and 45. We will preview Week 10 in the National Football League as we take a spin around the NFL as the show rolls on here tonight. We'll get plenty of burgundy and gold talking as well. I still don't believe what the hell happened on trade deadline Tuesday. The Washington Commanders getting deep in their bag and acquiring Marshawn Lattimore, former All-Pro corner of the New Orleans Saints. One thing I want to discuss relative to Marshawn Lattimore, and we'll do this as the show rolls on here tonight. Yes, we're excited about his addition to the lineup eventually. We don't know how quickly he will be in action with Washington because of the hamstring injury he's been nursing with New Orleans. And I'll be real, kudos to him. Because the first thing I thought is, well, your hamstrings should feel a lot better when you get to Washington, right, Marshawn? But no, a pro's pro, a guy that is going to play to the best of his ability and give maximum effort despite what situation his team's in. So he actually gets some respect from me from actually not being ready to go at this point. It doesn't look like Sunday against Pittsburgh is a reality. Didn't practice yesterday. Did not practice once again today. Veteran, though. But all signs point towards him maybe making that regular season debut for Washington against Philadelphia. But the one thing about Marshawn Lattimore's addition that maybe we didn't spend a lot of time talking about here the past 2 days, how does it impact the rest of the defense? We heard from defensive coordinator Joe Witt earlier this afternoon, and he is just as fiery as they get. Every time he steps up to the podium, it is music to my ears. He won all of our hearts back in the offseason when they first hired this guy. But the one thing I love that Joe Witt said is that, hey, yes, we are acquiring Marshawn Lattimore, but do not forget about what this pass defense has been able to accomplish. Do not forget that this pass defense, say what you want, the numbers are the numbers. Yes, we got to provide context here, but they're fifth in the National Football League against the pass. And in terms of, you know, yards per pass play allowed, they're top half of the National Football League. So this is a pass defense that, in my opinion, has continued to get better each and every week. This pass rush starting to get juiced up, getting some oil flowing through the engine, so to speak. So I actually thought the arrow was pointing up for Washington relative to their defense and their pass defense in particular. If you listened to me on Tuesday night, I was very adamant about my thoughts about the biggest impact Marshawn Lattimore would have. I think he slides into this rotation and he automatically makes you better, one, in pass coverage, just because he's able to take away an entire side of the field. Two, provides more trust and defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. to get more exotic with your pressure packages because you trust who's on the perimeter. And then third, but certainly not last, and I went at it yesterday for 3 hours with the Rooster, Chris Russell over on the Team 980, over this. And maybe I overstated it a little bit yesterday, but I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. From my vantage point, based on the way things have gone for Washington defensively here through the first 9 weeks, the area where I think you feel Marshawn Lattimore's impact the most right away, is the run defense. And some people are going to say, huh? This is a $16 million a year corner, former All-Pro, Pro Bowl guy, known for guarding the opposing team's number one wide receiver. I just look at the flexibility that it's going to give Washington defensively. Because the one area that I continue to be extremely critical of when it comes to the Washington Commanders is this run defense. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. You can be 7-2, 8-2, 9-2. In reality, right? In reality, when you look at history, teams that are in the bottom five in rushing defense normally, right, normally have some struggles and do not have sustained success throughout the postseason. I cannot take Washington as seriously as maybe I want to until they shore up the run defense. And so folks are going to say, well, Linnell, how does the run defense get better with a corner being added? I'll give you some numbers here. I'm a numbers guy. That's how I like to cook it up. One reason, in my opinion at least, that Washington has struggled so much against the run. Second in yards per rush allowed. It's not very good. Second most runs of 10 or more yards allowed in the National Football League. Can I give you more numbers? They've been bad stopping the run. And I think one area where Marshawn Lattimore helps that is dropping an extra defender down into the box. And I'm going to get nerdy here. Football 101. Pull out your textbook. Get your pen and pad ready. The Commanders have played a light box against the run. That is six or fewer defenders, the fifth most in the National Football League. Why? Because they don't have a whole lot of trust in Benjamin St. Juice and Mikey Sainver still on the perimeter. So, in turn, you play your two-high safety look, you play with a light box, and you deal with the results as they have over the first 9 weeks. I'll take you back to Baltimore. The Baltimore game is where you saw it most specifically. In that first half, if you watch this thing with a keen eye and you aren't just box score watching, you understand that despite what the numbers may have said, Washington did a decent job bottling up Derrick Henry in the run game in that first half against Baltimore. What was the big difference? Added defender to the box. As a result, Zay Flowers goes Kanye crazy, 112 yards receiving in the first half, and everyone's, you know, wanting to show up to Benjamin St. Juice's house with pitchforks. That's how we do it. It's a cutthroat town. I love you all, but we're cutthroat. You go to the second half, the big adjustment that was made, extra man taken out of the box, and oh, look, Derrick Henry looks like Derrick Henry. So I think Marshawn Lattimore allows you to play that heavy box more without suffering the consequences of getting shredded in the pass game the way you did against Baltimore. And to me, when I look forward as to what is going to give this team trouble down the stretch, and we look at the schedule, right? And I know a lot of you are already, you know, penciling in 10, 11, 12 wins because of who they have down the stretch. Let me tell you this. If Washington does not shore up its run defense, how do you have confidence that they're able to beat a team like Philadelphia, who you see twice down the stretch? How do you have confidence that they're able to beat a team like Atlanta, who you have to see a little bit later on down the road? How do you have confidence going into Sunday against Pittsburgh, where Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren are doing their thing on the ground? And, oh, by the way, Zach Frazier should be back this week for Pittsburgh up front. So, to me, like, I'm having as fun as anybody in this market. I'm having as fun as any fan out there that roots for this team. I say it all the time. Every week I get here up here on Overtime, I say the same thing. I wake up easier, right? The tequila goes back smoother.
Everything is better when the Washington Commanders are playing this type of football. But to me, as we enter the stretch run of the season, because that's what it is right now, you are going to find out a hell of a lot about who this team actually is here in the next 8 days or so. But as we move into this next stretch of the season, I want to start to hone in on some of the things that would take this team from good to great. That's where I'm at with it. And if you listen to me Tuesday night, something that we talked about a lot, and we'll continue to add to that conversation here this evening, where does Washington rank in the NFC's hierarchy after this deal? Where does Washington rank amongst the NFC's power players after adding a premier player like a Marshon Lattimore? How much does it change how you view this group? And I've wrestled with it back and forth a ton over the past 48 hours. And for me, I'm going to give it a TBD. I know that is not what you all want to hear. It's an opinion-driven business. I get it. But it's TBD for me in terms of how big of an impact it has, because I got to see it. In my heart of hearts, the fan in me, right? The fan in me wearing the burgundy and gold colored goggles, right? When I look through that lens, I say, you bet your bottom dollar that adding Marshon Lattimore guarantees me two victories against Philadelphia. You can bet your ass adding Marshon Lattimore guarantees me a victory against Atlanta 2 days before Christmas Eve, or 2 days before New Year's Eve, rather. Like, that's the type of player he is. And if used properly, which I have all the confidence in the world that Joe Witt Jr. will do, if used properly, this is a massive, massive upgrade. And it could take Washington from where I've continued to say there are tiers in the National Football League. There are tiers in the National Football League. That's why the great Nick Wright is amazing. And Mad Max, you know how the affinity I have for one Nick Wright.
Oh, yes.
You do too. Oh, look. We're part of the Nick Wright fan club on this station. In this show, at least. But there are tiers in the National Football League. When I look at the NFC in particular, I think there are Super Bowl contenders, and then there are teams that are right on the doorstep. And when I woke up Tuesday morning, before this deal was done, I confidently had Washington in that category of on the doorstep when it comes to being a contender in this conference. Post Marshon Lattimore, I'm really, really close to firmly, you know, feeling comfortable making the argument of, hey, why can't we go blow for blow with a team like Green Bay? Why can't we go blow for blow with a team like Philadelphia? We're going to get you the skinny on Philadelphia here as the show rolls on here tonight. Because if you've been listening to No Super Six Pack all year long, Philadelphia Eagles have been in the mix. They had a little losing streak earlier on in the season. They were flipping over cars and burning bridges out in Philly over that. But you look at this group right now, and I can give a rat's ass about the opponent. I know that's what people want to say. Us biased Commander fans, oh, the Eagles haven't beat anybody. They barely beat Jacksonville. I don't want to hear it. And don't box score watch. Look at the football game, people. The Philadelphia Eagles bent the Jacksonville Jaguars over their lap and gave them a spanking on Sunday. 46 carries, 237 yards, 5.2 yards a pop. Do you think this run defense, as currently constructed, is going to be able to take on that juggernaut? That's my concern against a team like Philly, which is why the Marshon Lattimore addition to me is so interesting. It really makes the conversation real to me. Because we can be fans all day long, but when you look at this thing objectively, if the Commanders and the Eagles played 10 times, I think Philly wins 6, Washington wins 4. Right now, with Marshon Lattimore. Oh, and that's going to rub people the wrong way, I know. Look, I'm as big of a fan as anybody, but we got to be real about this. One, he's not healthy. Two, I don't know when he's going to be healthy. And to me, without him, without adding that premier corner, and I was so adamant about this, and this is why I love our industry. It's been amazing to hear people's opinions change in real time about whether or not they wanted to be quote-unquote aggressive at the deadline. That was such a conversation going into the Cleveland game. After that one, going into Baltimore. That was a conversation. That's what we were talking about. We were going back and forth about should we do it or should we not. Oh, we don't want to deviate away from the plan. Let me tell you what. Now that it's happened, how many of you are still crying and complaining about deviating from the plan? This isn't about 2025. This isn't about 2026. This is about now. Right now. With this organization, in the move that Adam Peters and company made on Tuesday afternoon, signifies that. 110%. The big question that I now have moving forward with this is where do they really stand in the NFC's hierarchy? We touched on this a little bit Tuesday night, the day of the trade. If you joined us, it took a ton of your calls. But I want to get deeper into that conversation. Because in reality, I think there's a couple of different ways you can look at it. I'm willing to sit here right now on November the 7th, 2024, going into week number 10 in the National Football League. I can confidently, with my chest poked all the way out, say, look, I think Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in the NFC. I think Jaden Daniels, without a shadow of a doubt, is the best quarterback in the entire NFC conference. From ball placement to accuracy to big playability, Jaden Daniels is the most talented cat in the NFC playing quarterback. What does that mean, though, in the grand scheme of things? Because I'm a firm believer of if you have the right guy under center, anything is possible. That's why I was confident back at the start of the offseason saying, hey, look, I don't want to put a ceiling on how good this group can be. I watch this kid every damn day throughout training camp. And I always say it. It's my favorite thing to share. Out at camp, your boy began to have reservations about whether or not Jaden Daniels could run. Because I swear to you, ask anybody who was out there on a day-to-day basis, it was, I don't want to call it rare, but it didn't happen a ton where Jaden Daniels scrambled during training camp. A lot of it was him dicing this defense with that right arm of his, layering the football over defenders, being accurate, throwing guys open, throwing with anticipation. That's all you saw all summer long. He was so damn good at it, and Max, you'll get a kick out of this, he was so damn good at it, right, that we came up with the narrative of, oh, well, he's going up against the same defense every day. He can't be this good. He can't be this good. Oh, how things have changed. Do you believe now? Oh, how things have changed. This is what I love about this group. And it's why I walk that fine line of being a fan and then also understanding I have a responsibility to you all to be totally objective. But whether I'm looking at it from the fan's point of view or whether I'm being objective, one thing is very clear about this football team, Marshawn Lattimore or not. The way Jaden Daniels has played here throughout the first 9 weeks, you have a shot to beat anybody in the National Football League. Point blank. But now with the addition of Marshawn Lattimore, I want to know, where does it move Washington in the hierarchy of the NFC? And is this the official opening of the Washington Commanders Super Bowl window? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Big time, massive move made on Tuesday. A move that when I saw it go across my ticker, I fell to my knees. I promise you I did. But what does it mean in the grand scheme of things? Where does it put Washington within the hierarchy of the NFC? 1-800-636-1067. Brandon's out in Silver Spring. What's going on, Brandon?
What's happening?
What's going on, brother?
Not much. Contemplating what am I going to have for dinner tonight. My second dinner while I'm on the way home. You know how it goes.
Me too, brother.
You know. I'm about to say, yeah. Like
yep. That's the way it goes. I love it. Look, this is a great addition. People want to come to Washington. It's so nice. I haven't heard that in a long time. And I grew up in D.C., Silver Spring area. So with this addition, it just, if we get him healthy for like 3, maybe 4 games, that's a game changer right there. It relieves a little pressure from it's just good. It's good. I like it. So I think it's not bad. Definitely good. And more people are going to want to come to our team now. They're the suckers, the other people. Now we're not the suckers anymore.
Brandon, let me ask you this, buddy. Where do you think the move puts Washington relative to the NFC?
I think it's going to we have a great chance of getting to 11 quickly. I think 11 wins. You know, if we get a couple, I think we're going to beat. I think we're going to win Sunday, like a 21. You know, the 14. It's going to be a battle, but I think we're going to. We're just playing good football. It's fun to watch these guys.
For
so,
sure. Brandon, get I home think, safe, my man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Where does the addition of Marshawn Lattimore put Washington in the hierarchy of the NFC conference? Because I continue to feel like there are two tiers in this conference. There are Super Bowl contenders, and there are teams that are right on the doorstep, that are a move or two away from legitimately being able to wake up and say, hey, you can't talk about the Super Bowl conversation without us being in it. Where does Washington stand after the Marshawn Lattimore acquisition? Derek's out in Waldorf. What's going on, Derek?
Hey, Linnell. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call, man. So for myself, I think Marshawn is a great pickup for the team, especially right now. It shows to me that you're serious about going further into the playoffs. Do I think they're a Super Bowl team? I feel that they could be if you get the Marshawn Lynch. The first 4 years he was in the league, the last three he's been hurt quite a bit, so I'm not quite sure what you're going to get with that. And where they rank as far as teams in the NFC, I got them 4-5. That's why I got them placed 4-5 right now, Linnell.
Derek, I appreciate the call, my brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We see your calls filing in. Matt Max has got to use the bathroom. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, more of your calls. 1-800-636-1067. I told you all, I fell to my knees when I seen it come across my ticker on Tuesday afternoon that Washington had acquired Marshawn Lattimore. What does it mean in the grand scheme of things? After acquiring Marshawn Lattimore, where do the Washington Commanders sit in the hierarchy of the NFC? We'll take your calls, and I'll tell you what I think next here on The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So they're rocking and rolling here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham taking you up to 10 o'clock. Thursday night football on tap coming up momentarily, about an hour and 15 away from kickoff. You want to talk about a slobber knocker in the AFC North, a game that Cincinnati desperately needs. And if you're Baltimore, and if you're in the game of momentum and calculating that and wanting to feel good about yourself heading into a certain stretch of play, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, you need this victory. Here tonight going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincy just two games back of the Ravens in the AFC North. We all know how that first matchup went. Derrick Henry and that massive overtime scamper that he had to lead them to victory. How does Act 2 go tonight? Shout out to the NFL getting it right. We complained about Thursday Night Football every week last year. And back-to-back-to-back weeks, we've had really good games. Rams and Vikings, Jets and Texans. And then this week, Baltimore and Cincinnati. Go Ravens. Am I allowed to say that? I'm a Commanders fan, y'all, but go Ravens. 1-800-636-1067. I want to get back to the burgundy and gold here for a second. If you're just now joining us, I very much feel like, hey, there's a reason they added Marshawn Lattimore. There's a way that they feel about themselves internally. What I want to get to now, what I want to get to the bottom of right now is not how they feel about themselves internally, because I know how they feel. This is a move that you make if you feel like you got a damn good shot of being in that Final Four coming up at the end of January. That's the type of move that you made at the deadline. My question is, in reality, where do they actually sit? Because I continue to say, and you could say I'm being biased, or you could say I'm being too hard on the group. I call it like I see it. I'm going to be 100% honest. 7 days out of the week and twice on Sundays. While the Washington Commanders are a good football team, I can't call them a great football team because of one glaring weakness. One glaring weakness that if you look across the National Football League over the past 10, 15 years, you'll find a handful, but it doesn't happen a ton, where a team struggles to stop the run like Washington, but yet is able to overcome that and have postseason success. It just doesn't work like that. The numbers that matter the most to me are these numbers right here. 5.1 yards a pop, second most in the National Football League. They're giving up on the ground. In terms of runs allowed of 10 or more yards, second most allowed in the National Football League at 41. Look at the category, or excuse me, look at the company that they're keeping here. First is Indianapolis. Where are the Colts going this year? Third, the New York Giants. Where are the New York Giants going this year? Fourth, the Cleveland Browns. Where are the Browns going this year? Now, there are a couple of outliers here, like Buffalo is in this category. They're fifth in terms of runs of 10 or more yards given up. But when you look at Buffalo and their yards per rush, not as bad. But the thing I look at with a team like Buffalo and why it doesn't concern me as much with them as it does with Washington, I think Buffalo's front four is better than Washington's. I would rather have an Ed Oliver. I'd rather have a Gregory Rousseau. They've got a better front four. But the fact of the matter is this. Until this team shows they can consistently stop the run, it's going to be hard for me to pick them in a matchup against Philadelphia. It's going to be hard for me to pick them in a matchup against Green Bay. What I continue to say, though, is this. Washington right now, right, with as explosive as their offense is, that's the number one thing that's helped out this run defense. If Dante Fowler doesn't force the strip sack last week against Daniel Jones, the Giants were running through this Commanders defense like a hot knife through butter. They've got to shore that up. Adding Marshawn Lattimore, in my opinion, directly impacts that because of some of the things I've listed here the last two nights. Adding that extra defender to the box in the run game. Washington's playing a light box against the run 55% of the time. Right? That's a lot compared to the rest of the National Football League.
That's second most in the NFL. You bring in Marshawn Lattimore, you don't have to worry about Benjamin St. Juice and Mikey Saver still on the outside. We'll get to that in a second, too. And I think that's the more interesting conversation. Who slides to the bench with Marshawn Lattimore being inserted into the starting lineup? We'll get to it. Just bear with me here. But adding Marshawn Lattimore allows you to play with a stacked box more than you have. And in turn, that should help your run defense. But it ain't just a given thing that's going to automatically happen. That's why I'm in TBD mode, to be decided. I got to see it. The fan in me says, hell yeah, this is going to make the run defense better. Hell yeah, Jeremy Chinn going to drop down in the box and knock people's lights out. Did you see the way he played Sunday? You want to talk about playing with your hair on fire? Jeremy Chinn, shout out to you. That's playing Commander football. But when I look at it objectively, I go, all right, yeah, you're putting an extra man in the box, but is Johnny Newton going to continue to be able to beat double teams and not get displaced in the running game? Is Deron Payne going to continue to get pushed 4 and 5 yards off the football? Can Phil Mathis, a big man, play big man football? To be determined. But when I look at Washington post Marshawn Lattimore, this is the question. Where does Washington now stand in the hierarchy of the NFC after the addition of Marshawn Lattimore? I think there are two categories in this conference: Super Bowl contenders and teams that are right on the doorstep. I think your legit contenders are Detroit, obviously, the bullies of the NFL. Damn the conference, the NFL. Detroit? Yes, I know Jordan Love's turned it over a little bit, but Green Bay? You look at that defense. Phew, they turn people over. Xavier McKinney's in the defensive player of the year running right now. And they can run the football with Josh Jacobs when it gets cold outside, and you got to move people and decide, are you going to be a man or not? And then I look at Philly. I gave y'all the numbers. I wasn't hyperbolizing it. You can go look it up. That's the beautiful thing about our America. We got the internet. The Eagles ran the ball 46 times Sunday against Jacksonville to the tune of 5.2 yards a pop. And you think this group is ready for that? You think this group is ready for double teams from Big Cam Jurgens and Landon Dickerson? Huh? And Mekhi Becton? Okay. This group has improved talking about Washington. But I don't think they're in that Philadelphia, Detroit, Green Bay category. I think they're right on the doorstep with the likes of Atlanta, Minnesota, San Francisco. I throw the L.A. Rams in that conversation. They seemingly have figured it out. But what do you think? Enough of me. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. After the addition of Marshawn Lattimore, where do the Commanders now stand in the hierarchy of the NFC? Let's go out to the city, man. Elijah out in D.C. What's going on, Elijah?
Yo, what's going on, man?
How are you feeling, brother?
I think they're excellent, man. Great conversation. I think they are right. You know, I think they made some steps forward. I was saying when I was on hold, it's not always about how you would win. It's like if it gets to it, And it's on the line, and we get to those games that really matter when teams are really, really studying you, and it's only this is it. I think when we deal with how we would lose, I think it's a run defense, but it's dealing with that comeback route. If a team's like, okay, all we need is a field goal, and we send a Washington home for the year, that comeback route would tear us up. So you can I love that.
The comeback, I love it.
Oh yeah, that comeback route. And St. Juice, he's cool, man. It's like the team is in a really good space.
They are.
All the arrows are pointing up. I think it's just going to take some time. We haven't seen them play a complete game on all cylinders, all three phases. And we have a really good stretch for them to like, play up to a level. You know,
you're talking about against certain opponents. I understand what you're saying, Elijah. Appreciate the call. I get it. I said it going into the Chicago game. You didn't have a signature win under your belt to that point. Right? You didn't have a signature win under your belt to that point. Your win against Chicago is the only win this year, right? Against a team with a record of 500 or better. Now, when you go back and look at it, right? Your win against Arizona, I say this every week. The further removed we get from that Arizona victory, the better it looks. You've seen the way Kyler Murray's playing? You've seen the way Jonathan Gannon has that defense punching above his weight class, so to speak? So, I get what people say when that's their part of their logic. It's, well, they don't have any signature wins. They haven't really played anybody. That's why Sunday's massive. That is why Sunday is massive. 7-2 football team coming into town with a kick-ass defense and a physical punch-you-in-the-mouth, leave-you-black-and-blue type of offense. You're going to find out here in the next 8 days. I keep saying it. You're going to find out here in the next 8 days exactly who Washington is. If there was any doubt about what tier they were in the NFL, you find out in the next 8 days. Come holler at me again in 8 days, and I'll have a concrete answer for you. Because right now, for me, it's like to be decided. I don't know. I said it last segment, moment ago. If they play Philadelphia 10 times, I think Washington beats them 4. Maybe Philly gets them 6, or maybe it's flip-flop. I don't know. But before the Marshawn Lattimore edition, I would have said if they played 10 times, Philly wins 7, guaranteed. Because the issues that Philly present you is this. What happens? What is your response when they're punching you in the mouth down after down, taking your will with Saquon Barkley and Jalen Hurts on the ground in between the tackles? How do you stop that? How? You add an extra guy to the box, and then what does that do? It would have left Benjamin St. Juice and Mikey St. Ristil on an island against arguably the best wide receiver duo in football in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. But, oh, no you don't. Here comes Marshawn Lattimore coming to save the day. You can put Jeremy Chinn in the box and not have reservations about it and not be up in the press box shaking if you're Joe Witt Jr. Watch how he gets better as the play caller as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Tony out in Southeast. What's going on, Tony?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
I love your enthusiasm, man. I'm right there with you, diehard Redskins fan, man. But what I will say is I don't think they have moved at this point. They have not improved at all yet at this point. Because until I see them suit up.
For sure. I agree with
you. And see if that front four can stop the run. I agree with everything you've been saying about Lattimore. Definitely make it on paper. It should definitely make it better. But if they bring him in and then we're still getting bludgeoned in the run, then we haven't made any improvement at all. So I got to see it on the field. But I definitely have belief in it. I definitely have belief in it. But what I would say about him, we're right there at number three because everybody we got to go through has two legitimate receivers.
Who would be your top two, Tony? If Washington's three, Tony, who's your top two?
I'm going with Philadelphia and I'm going with Detroit.
Yeah.
And that's because of their running game. They all have a passing game, yep, and they have a legitimate running game.
For sure.
And you've got to be able to answer both of those two. When you look at the other teams like Minnesota, they're pass heavy, right? Nobody's worried about the Rams and their running game.
Tony, I hear what you're saying. There's levels to it. It's how I would give you the benefit of the doubt. Philly's running game, Detroit's running game, way different than L.A., who can also run.
I'm not worried about Sean McVay's running game.
His
running game does not scare me. But when I look at Saquon Barkley and I look at Detroit,
sure,
the good thing is Barkley ain't never stayed healthy. He ain't never finished the season. So
well, Tony, if you make it on that, brother, it may be a long finish. But I appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to ask you guys the question of where does Washington sit in the hierarchy of the NFC after acquiring Marshawn Lattimore? And then we'll add this to the discussion. You add Marshawn Lattimore to the starting lineup, somebody's got to go to the bench. We'll pull out our whiteboard, do a little X's and O talk coming up here as well. All that and more coming up next here on The Fan. You want to know the number one reason, or another reason rather, why the Commanders being 7-2 is just so damn good? For years, right? I've worked here for 3 years now. Super producer Darius Dameron of Grant and Danny has been known to have all types of allergies. He's never able to indulge in the food that's brought to the station. The Commanders are 7-2, and damn it, Darius's allergies are cured. Let's go.
He did it.
He did it. Now, shout out to our Odyssey social liaison, is what I'm going to call him, Lou DiPietro. Excellent caption on The Fan, DC.com. You can go to The Fan's Twitter account as well and feast your eyes upon Darius Dameron holding a Nat scorecard, but in our eyes, it's the test results. Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan, We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Who am I? Youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. We'll get a little smarter before the show, you know, concludes here tonight. Our pal Kevin Sheehan, Professor Sheehan, Coach Sheehan of the Kevin Sheehan Show. Weekdays 10 to 1 over on our sister station, the Team 980, going to join us coming up at about 8:20 or so. We get Kevin's thoughts on the big Marshawn Lattimore move, and we'll ask him the question we're asking you. I know a lot of you with your burgundy and gold colored lenses that you look at life through, a lot of you thought before the Marshawn Lattimore trade that, oh yeah, those Commanders, NFC champs, NFC favorites, not so fast. Not so fast. After acquiring Marshawn Lattimore, though, I think the conversation can be opened up once again. Where do the Commanders stand in the hierarchy of the NFC after acquiring Marshawn Lattimore? And is this the official opening of Washington's Super Bowl window? My Super Bowl contenders in this conference, I think we all agree. Detroit, Green Bay, Philadelphia. On the doorstep, San Fran, Atlanta, Minnesota, Washington. But after the move, I may be leaning towards pushing Washington up to that top tier. What say you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Super Dave. Super Dave.
Yo, the youngest in charge.
What up, brother? How you feeling, brother?
Man, I'm good. It's a pleasure. Thank you for always taking my call, brother.
For sure.
Hey, real quick, man, I want to kind of piggyback off what the last caller was saying, and like you said, what we all agree to. Hey, listen, it's Detroit versus everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's their slogan. I think they got T-shirts or something that say something to that nature. Detroit versus everybody at number one, Detroit. And then at number two, we're going to find out this week where Washington really stand. The true test is coming when we play Pittsburgh, and the test is coming when we play Philly.
For sure.
When we play Philly, we will really get an idea. Well, of course, this weekend we're going to get an idea when we get that W. But when we play Philly, that's going to really figure out where this team stands, because that's the only team I feel like we're chasing. Green Bay, I'm not – only reason why I would say Green Bay, because in January, if you got to go through Lambeau, that's the only problem. That's it. I'm not worried about the team. I'm not worried about Love. I'm worried about Lambeau Field and negative 7 degrees.
Well, you know, our young superstar under center, California cool, Super Dave. Slim was wearing long sleeves last weekend. So clearly, he's the cold is something that we'll talk about when it comes to Jaden Daniels. But I'll say this, Super Dave, and you probably agree. The brother don't seem like he's fazed by anything. I mean, it could be a hailstorm, a monsoon, rain, snow, sleet. JD5 won't go live, man. You know it.
He's so poised, man, and that's what I love about this guy. So, again, we'll find out this week.
We'll find out. Fans. 8 days, Dave.
Thank you, man. I really think we could be that number two seed if we handle business coming in front of us this upcoming week. We got a week, Sunday and Thursday.
Yep.
But we'll really figure out where this team stands. Hey, youngest in charge, thank
appreciate
you for taking my call.
Brother.
It's a pleasure, brother.
Appreciate you tapping in as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. I'm said it at the top of the show, man. Here in the next 8 days, you're going to find out exactly who Washington is. If you had any reservations, any doubts, any questions, and I don't blame you if you did, right? So let's keep it a band, right? Let's keep it 1,000. As good as Washington has been this year, I think universally here in this market, we agree on what their biggest flaw is, and it's stopping the opposing team from running the football. And it's such a glaring problem that I've been saying it the last 2-3 weeks, you got to go make a move to get a corner for that reason. And some people are going to say, well, Linnell, corner stopped the pass. I know. I'm just talking about the ancillary benefits of adding a premier corner, the biggest one I keep harping on, adding the extra body to the box. And if it's Jeremy Chinn, let me tell y'all a little bit about Jeremy Chinn. We're going to birth a new phrase here tonight. Crash dummy lifestyle. Let's call it what it is. Say it with me. Crash dummy lifestyle. Can I tell you the mentality of a Jeremy Chinn? How many starting safeties across the National Football League are playing on their kickoff unit? Tell me. How many starting safeties across the NFL are playing on their kickoff unit? Jeremy Chinn has crash dummy. What is it? What did I say? Mentality, lifestyle. What we go with?
Crash dummy lifestyle.
Crash. Thank you, Mad Max. Crash dummy lifestyle. In his willingness to go down there on the opening kickoff and knock somebody's screws loose and then say, button it up, spit the blood out real quick, we're going on defense. It's a mentality, man. I got the chance to talk to Jeremy Chinn 2-3 weeks ago, and I got to ask him about how much pride he takes in playing special teams. If anyone's looked at the numbers, shout out to Coach Izzo, man. Washington's kickoff unit, for my money, is the best in the National Football League.
Return unit's pretty crazy, too, with Austin Ekeler, man.
Return unit's pretty damn good, too. But it feels like they've tailed off a bit. But your point is taken. Yes, they've made explosive plays in that unit. But, man, they've now got it to where they're dropping the ball routinely in between the 3 and the 1 yard line, forcing the guy to return it. And when he catches it, there's a swarm of white jerseys running at him, looking to knock his screws loose. And this is the thing about this special teams unit and why it's real crash dummy lifestyle. Jeremy McNichols is on this kickoff unit running down guns ablaze and trying to knock somebody's face loose, right? De'Ami Brown is out there running, hauling ass downfield, trying to knock somebody's face off. Nick Ballore. I mean, Nick Ballore, you got to notice him every damn week. 57, the way he flashes across your TV screen, it's Nick Ballore, it's Jeremy Chinn, it's Revo. I can't forget about All-Pro Revo now. He is the one that, you want to talk about the originator of crash dummy lifestyle? Come on, man. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go out to Miss Jackie and Frederick. What's going on, Miss Jackie? How are you?
Hey, what's going on, Linnell? Thanks for taking my call. You took the words right out of my mouth when you said that we have to stop the run. But I'll tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
With Marshawn Lattimore, what I feel is, like you said, it gives us the opportunity to put somebody else in the box and not have to worry about at least one side of the field.
Yes.
If he plays like he's been playing his last 8 years. You know, if he's healthy, he's going to go out there and do what he do. But in my opinion, mm-hmm. I feel like having him, it gives us that opportunity not only to win our division and go far in the playoffs. And my thing is, I feel like we could go to the NFC Championship, and then that's where we stop because Detroit.
Miss Jackie, everybody feels the same way. We're being honest about it. Detroit for real.
Detroit is on all cylinders, though, right now. Like, their defense, their special teams, their offense. It's like they're playing so good as a whole. It's going to be hard to stop them, even if they play the Patrick Mahomes or the Lamar Jacksons. My opinion, I feel like it's going to be Detroit and Baltimore in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
That's just my opinion.
Miss Jack, you better put some money on that.
I think it's going to be. I mean, I am.
Did you? I'm about to say, you better put some money on that. Okay, good. Look.
All right, what on FanDuel? I got this, but I'm just saying, I just think with him, it gives us the opportunity to really play the defense that Dan Quinn and Joe Witt want to play.
For sure.
So, thanks for taking my call.
Miss Jack, appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. We're up against the clock. We'll get Mac and PG in. What's going on, Mac?
How you doing, brother? Appreciate taking the call.
Of course, man. Appreciate you tapping in with me, man.
Mark Lattimore, great pickup. What else can you say? I mean, he's an upgrade any way you want to spin it, right? I have a concern about the hamstring, but that's up to the trainers.
Yeah.
That's their problem. So in terms of the pecking order, you know, I think the next 2 weeks or the next 8 days, as you put it, is going to tell us a lot. But I still want to see, before I start, you know, doing the wave, I want to see if they can win in December.
Yeah.
Right? Because, you know, that's the month you got to win in that league. Right? So, you know, Philly, Detroit, Minnesota, Green Bay, San Francisco, all have proven that they can win in December.
Yeah. It's different type of football, Mag. You preaching.
Yeah, it's a different type of football. Definitely is a different type of football. Yeah, but that's the football you need right there in December.
For sure. Can you run it? You know, can you stop the run? That's the number one thing that matters, in my opinion.
Oh.
Like you said, with December football. Appreciate the call, brother. We're up against the break. 1-800-636-1067. Still to come here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. Professor Kevin Sheehan of the Kevin Sheehan Show Weekdays, 10-1 over on our sister station, the Team 980. He's going to join us coming up at about 8:20. When we come back, we'll continue to take your calls. Plus, we're going to take a look. We're going to the film room. On radio? Yes, on radio. Look at the X's and O's impact of Marshawn Lattimore being acquired by the Washington Commanders, and more specifically, which defensive back should slide to the bench? Your calls, plus that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.